Our news in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The death toll in the crash of a warplane in Syria is growing. A group monitoring the fighting says a Syrian military fighter crashed into a busy marketplace during a bombing raid on a rebel-held northern city. NPR's Allison Mews reports 17 people, including a child, are reported dead.
Footage from Arriha shows a city devastated by airstrikes. Activists' videos show residents struggling to clear the rubble. The Syrian Observatory says that a regime warplane crashed in Arriha after bombing a vegetable market. Footage from the scene shows the mangled camouflage wreckage of what residents say is the plane. Activists say it had a technical failure and was not shot down. The incident was not reported by state media. Idlib province is now dominated by hardline rebel factions, including an al-Qaeda affiliate. A few pro-regime bastions, like an airbase and two Shiite villages, are under siege. Syria's air force is the only means for the regime to protect these pockets of support. Allison Mews, NPR News, Beirut.
The fighting in Syria is likely to be on the agenda in Secretary of State John Kerry's meetings today with top Arab diplomats in Qatar. However, the nuclear deal with Iran is expected to top the talks. The Senate is to vote tonight on a bill that would defund Planned Parenthood. This after an anti-abortion group released undercover videos in which Planned Parenthood officials discuss the use of fetal tissue for medical research. NPR's Elsa Chang reports the bill foreshadows what's likely to be a bigger fight this fall.
The bill is not likely to win enough Democratic support to get the 60 votes it needs. But think of this vote as an opening salvo in a larger spending battle coming this September. Some conservative Republicans are vowing to reject any government funding measure that contains money for Planned Parenthood. But Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer of New York says his colleagues need to remember that strategy failed during the government shutdown of 2013 when Republicans tried to defund the health care law.
Republicans try to defund Planned Parenthood in a government funding bill at the end of September, Democrats will unite against it.
Republican leaders haven't yet said whether they will consider that approach. Elsa Chang, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities are working to determine who planted explosives at two churches in southern New Mexico over the weekend. A small blast went off in Las Cruces, just 20 minutes apart and a few miles away from each other. Anne Marie Sullivan is a parishioner at Holy Cross Catholic Church. She told the Las Cruces Sun News that the blast outside her church went off during Sunday morning Mass.
I had just received communion and got back to my chair, and the police came up and said, okay, we need everyone to leave out the doors.
The other explosion happened outside Calvary Baptist. Both buildings sustained minor damage, but no one was injured. The government says consumer spending was up in June, but the Commerce Department says the 0.2% rise was the smallest gain in 4 months. And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Republican candidates for president are beginning a pivotal week. Most of them are gathering in the early voting state of New Hampshire for tonight's televised forum, an event that comes ahead of the first official GOP presidential debate on Thursday. NPR's Arnie Seipel reports that only 10 candidates will get invited to that event based on their position in the polls.
All of the candidates were invited to tonight's forum in New Hampshire, so there are decent stakes for folks like New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Ohio Governor John Kasich, and former Texas Governor Rick Perry. They're all just on the cusp of qualifying for the big stage in Cleveland Thursday night, and based on the final polls in the next day or so, one of those three is likely to be left out.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is set to begin airing ads today in New Hampshire and in Iowa. Heavy flooding has killed at least 27 people in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Michael Sullivan reports from neighboring Thailand that that number is likely to increase dramatically.
Monsoon rains and the remnants of a tropical storm that reached Myanmar late last week have caused severe flooding and mudslides that have left some areas cut off from aid. The government says at least 150,000 people have been affected by the flooding. Myanmar's western Rakhine state is one of the areas hardest hit. A local political leader says the death toll in his state alone will top several hundred. State-run media say more than 700 homes have been destroyed in neighboring Chin state. And the president of Myanmar's Red Cross says it's still finding it difficult to reach some of the worst affected areas. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai, Thailand.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.